In today's podcast, we will discuss the first challenge, which includes preparation and commitment.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Gerwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I welcome you to today's podcast. And the name of this podcast is Commitment to Prayer, and this is podcast number 2. And you can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgod.com. Just scroll down and look for podcast 2, Commitment to Pray. Well, I'm praising Jesus that you are tuning in today, because today, more than ever, we need more of Jesus in our lives. I truly believe that God has you here, and it's no accident that you are tuning in. Our Lord has a purpose for you today, and I'm happy to walk alongside you. What I'm going to share next may seem very basic to some of you listening, but I've learned early on in my teaching days never to assume anything. So I'll state the obvious in the hopes that some of you anyway may be on the same page. I have several questions, and here there's going to be a list on the show notes section of the podcast where I just shared with you to find them, and I'll remind you a little bit later in this podcast where they are. And so there's no need to write everything down right now, and especially if you're on the road or you're taking me on a walk with you or however you're listening to your podcast, so you can find the show notes later. And I also want to say, as I go through this list of questions, please do not feel any guilt. Guilt is really not from the Lord. The evil one works overtime in areas of weakness in our lives. The Lord is always there waiting with open arms for our yes to Him, whatever form that takes. So first I'm going to ask you some questions, and then we're going to work through some of this today together. And the first is, are you a Christian? If you're not, perhaps you may consider becoming one today, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later, or just even making a commitment to Christ if you are already a Christian, making a recommitment. Number 2, do you think you need God in your life? Why or why not? Number 3, do you currently spend time with the Lord in prayer? If so, how much? And the second part is, how do you pray? Number 4, do you currently spend time with the Lord in silence? If so, how much time? And the second part of that is, are you able to hear the Lord? And the 5th is, how much time will you spend with the Lord today? And that's the big challenge, isn't it? So the first about being a Christian, we're going to pray a prayer at the end, and it is a prayer of commitment to the Lord, and it is the beginning. It's not the end. A lot of people pray a prayer of commitment, and they think, okay, I don't need to do anything else. And salvation is only through Christ, and even as a Catholic, I believe that. However, we still have to act out on that commitment. We just can't go, you know, and start sinning and doing all these horrible things and think, well, my salvation is assured. So that's the first step. The second is, do we really need God in our lives? I mean, you love God and He's there for us, right? Especially if you're a Christian and you've been a Christian for a while. And it's like, you know, He knows I love Him and He knows I'm busy. So do I really have to spend time with Him? That's what I want you to think about. And also, when we spend time with the Lord in prayer, and this is more for me than for you, it's not so much how much time you're spending, it's that time that you're spending with Him that is talking. I'm a really good talker. You know, obviously I'm doing a podcast. I do several podcasts. And, you know, I can talk to just about anyone. However, when I'm talking to the Lord and praying and telling Him all of the things that I just want to make sure that He's paying attention to, I'm not listening. I'm not listening to what he's trying to say. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, so many times during the day I have difficulty because I'm not stopping and listening to him. And then also learning how to spend time with the Lord in silence, learning how to just calm our minds. We're going to be talking about that in subsequent podcasts coming up. And then also discerning, is it really you, Lord, that I'm listening to? Is it something that just popped into my head and I think it's from you and it sounds like a good thing, but how do I know and how to discern? Again, something for a later podcast, but I really want you to do the groundwork. You know, throughout life, there have been those defining moments, those times where there is nowhere to go but down, down on our knees. You didn't think I meant on your knees, did you? I'm just making sure you're still with me. But seriously, those times of desperation, it's easier to reach out for God because in our despair, it seems to be the only place to go. And today I'm going to challenge you to make several commitments. You know, number one, answer the questions above truthfully, you know, the ones I just shared with you. And there is going to be a handout at a few minutes with God podcast.com, commitment to prayer podcast number two. You can print that out and take your time in filling that out. Remember, no guilt. And I'm doing it with you. Anything I share with you, I'm doing myself as well. Number two, make a decision to be still before the Lord. And number three, make a decision to commit or recommit your life to God. In taking time out of your busy everyday lives to make a commitment today to be still before the Lord, I promise the Lord will pour out an abundance of blessing during this time. You know, faith is a free gift that God wants to hand out to each one of us. And I want to ask you a question. Yes, another question. Remember, I was a teacher. If you purchased a lottery ticket and you pray to God that you will win, is there a 100% chance that you will win? No, the answer is no. Yes, there are odds that there will be a winner, but the odds are not stacked in any one person's favor. However, if you pray for faith, and let's look at Matthew 17:20, and he replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." So did you hear that? The analogy is that just a tiny bit of faith can move mountains. And okay, an aside here, when I was little and we were on a very long car ride, our family owned a house on some acreage in upstate New York. And we drove through the mountains and on our way there, I remember saying to the Lord, "I believe." And then I pointed to some mountains and I ordered that they moved. And no, nothing happened. Truthfully, I was a bit disappointed, but I do believe that scripture is 1,000% correct. In saying what I did, even as a little kid, I was testing the Lord and he knew it. But miracles happen every day, and I have seen miracles happen not only in my life, but in the lives of others. So are you ready to make a commitment to spend time with God? I believe that because you're listening to this podcast, because this is no mistake, because this is a God incident, that your answer is yes. And I believe there's a choir of heavenly angels in heaven that are rejoicing with us right now. Out of your busy life, you have made a commitment to spend time to listen to God each day. The Lord is waiting to pour out his blessings upon you 1 minute at a time. And if you would like to receive daily email reminders to spend time with him, I have an email link for you. And you can subscribe to a list and receive daily emails. And the emails may include a scripture verse or some thought of the day. And the link to subscribe is on the handout for this podcast number two. So decide how much time you will commit. Is it 1 minute? Is it 5 minutes? 10, 15, or more? If you decide to spend more time with God than first allotted, I'm sure it's going to be just fine with him. And remember, this time with God is really a time of silence, to just be in prayer, to just listen. I am so excited to join you on this journey. For those of you who have never made a commitment to Christ, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I need you, and I know that I'm a sinner. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open up the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. I thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. I ask you, Lord, to take control of my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Amen. In ending, let me just say that it is Jesus that saves and brings us to the Father. And this prayer is letting the Lord know that you want more of Him, and this is the first step. It is a new day, but it is not a final step. If you want to write down the date when you print out the show notes, that handout, write down today's date that you've made a recommitment or a commitment in your life for the Lord. In Luke 24:32, on the walk to Emmaus, we read, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" We know the Lord, and we can know the Lord and have a deeper understanding of who he is and what he wants for our lives. And I just pray for you today as you make this commitment to spend more time with him, just a few minutes with God. God bless, thank you, and he's waiting for you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.